Tonight's girls soccer recap for Friday, May the 15th, brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. Carroll Tigers hosted Red Oak on Friday and picking up a nice 7-1 victory. The Tigers would build a 4-1 lead at the halftime and go on to continue to put that offense on the board in the second half. They would finish up with well over 20 shots on the night and had about 10 different girls get a shot on goal during the evening. The win moves Carroll to 3-12-2 on the season. Red Oak did pick up one goal. That was in the first half. They scored their lone goal on a PK on Friday night. Sadie Kelly had three goals for the night for the Carroll Tigers. She took 12 shots, 9 of those on goal. Jersey Sporer had 2 goals, taking 11 shots with 8 of those on goal. Destiny Schaefer had 2 shots on goal. Leah Nystrom had an assist, a goal, and took 3 shots on goal. Jillian Chumbly had a shot. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard finished up with a shot on goal. Anna Steinkamp also had 1 shot. Kayla Cummings had an assist to go with 3 shots on goal. And Marin Overmull, not a real busy night for her as the defense was really strong in front of her, but she would pick up 3 saves on the evening. The Tigers will be back in action on Monday. They're going to be hosting Atlantic. That'll be out at the middle school complex due to a boys' postseason game at home. So again, Carroll will be home Monday night, but it will be out at the middle school complex. The other girls soccer game on Friday night was at Greene County up at East Sac County. East Sac County would pick up a 4-0 victory. They would build a 1-0 lead in the first half, even though they had to battle to win and only had 5 shots on goal in that first half, or 5 shots total. Chloe Barrett did find it. Carla Blasi with just 11 seconds to go in the half to give them a 1-0 lead at the halftime. But the offense got rolling in the second half. They would take 16 shots in the second half, and they would start quickly with Quincy Herrig finding Sarah Bontrager for a goal to put the Raiders up 2-0 at the 30-48 mark. Just 2 minutes later, Sarah Bontrager would add her second goal, and that would extend the lead to 3-0. Chloe Barrett then picked up her second assist, getting one to Danae Thayer. Thayer picking up her first ever goal. She has always played goalie, but they were able to move her out and get her on the offensive end. And Danae Thayer gets her first career goal, coming with 19:33 left in the game. The defense was absolutely fantastic on Friday night. They did not allow any shots. So a great defensive effort by East Sac County. The 4-0 win will move the Raiders to 4-7-1 on the year. They're back at home coming up Monday night as they host Fort Dodge. Stats for East Sac County on Friday night: Sarah Bontrager had 2 goals on 4 shots. Carla Blasi with a goal on 5 shots. Danae Thayer finished up with a goal on 2 shots. It was Chloe Barrett with 2 assists on 2 shots and 2 shots. Jordan Carroll had 7 shots, and Quincy Herrig finished up with an assist and a shot. If you missed any of the details, they are typed up down below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.